Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. Today we are hopefully going to provide you with some relief for anxiety. Now, whether you suffer from general anxiety or maybe you're just having one of those days and you need to calm yourself down and remind yourself that everything is going to be okay. Well, that's what we're going to do. Now, if you've never experienced a moving meditation, let me tell you, it's going to take some getting used to. Even if you're not someone who normally meditates, this is for you. I've created this because I was always really uncomfortable myself with meditations. Like, I have a hard time emptying my mind. I have a hard time not thinking about anything. And after I had my brain scanned, I realized, you know, we don't all have the type of brain that can slow down without stimulus. For some of us, when there is no stimulus, our brains go a million miles per hour. I needed to find an alternative methodology to help me slow my brain down and to feel more relaxed. And so I discovered that when I would take a walk out in nature and put on headphones and listen to audiobooks or quotes that were very relaxing with peaceful music, and in doing so, I found that I was able to relax. I was able to kind of unplug from all of the thoughts, all of the things. And it was really useful for me. Now, you're going to find the best way to practice this. For you, it might be just laying down on your bed or laying down outside or sitting in a comfortable position. For me, I like to move while I'm listening to this, but I like to just make sure the only thing that I'm doing is walking. So I don't usually listen to a moving meditation while I'm folding laundry or doing tasks. Instead, for me, I love to be outside, on the beach or walking out in nature, someplace where I can feel the elements. And that's a really powerful way to connect with yourself, your thoughts, and the message behind a lot of these very powerful quotes. Speaking of which, I'm going to share with you some quotes that I hope will help you to feel more relaxed, more centered, less anxious. These are not my quotes. They're from a whole series of different authors that we've collected, but I do want to give credit to the authors of these quotes. So if you would like to know the author or the origin of each of these quotes, if you click on the link in my show notes, that'll take you to the blog where you will get a nice little printout, if you'd like, of each of these quotes, and you'll know who the authors are. For now, I just ask you to have an open mind, to stay relaxed, to give yourself a chance to really just experience this, and allow it to slow your heart rate, slow your thinking, and enjoy the process. Now, before you slip into that state of mind, I want to share a special note of gratitude to our show sponsors, because without them, we would not have the type of team that we have devoted to taking care of you. So a special thank you to our friends at Trophy Skin. Trophy Skin is the company that I have really credit with helping me bring the largest organ in my body back into optimal health. And that's my skin. I never really thought much about my skincare. I was always like, well, you know, it's genetics. What can I do about it? And I didn't have much of a skincare routine at all. Now I have got some great tools that mean I don't have to go to the spa. I don't have time. I don't know if you do, but I just don't have time to go and do all the treatments. I would much rather do them at home. Great tools that I would like to share with you, the latest of which is the Ultra Microderm MD. It's this very compact little machine. I've been using it. You've probably seen it on my Instagram stories. It is a wonderful tool that allows you to slough away dead cells. It brightens up your skin. It's basically microdermabrasion that you can do at home, but it also has light therapy and this really cool wand that removes blackheads and any dirt and grime and clogged pores. It's an amazing tool. It's like having an esthetician at your fingertips. Second favorite is probably the Brighten MD. First of all, it's really tiny and it uses these micro current stimulations to improve the appearance of the skin that you have around your eyes and your face and your neck. And I want to thank our friends at Trophy Skin because they are hooking you up, lifers. You get 30% off. Do not forget this code. The code is LIFER. And you go to Trophy Skin, just like it sounds, trophyskin.com. When you check out, use the code LIFER because, hello, you want that 30% off. Their prices are great anyways, but when you look at the prices and then you go, wait, plus I get 30% off, it's huge. All right, you can also take their skin care assessment quiz, and that's going to help you figure out which one of the tools or which of their products are going to be best for you, specific to your skin type. All right, super helpful. The other company I want to thank for sponsoring our show is MySoul CBD. I love MySoul CBD. My favorite are the Dream Capsules. I'm fully committed to them. I take 2 to 3 of them every single night. And I'm a really big fan of the MySoul CBD gummies. You kind of look forward to having gummies every day. They're quite yummy. There are plenty of reasons why I recommend MySoul CBD, but the most important of which are their quality, that they do third-party lab testing. That's really important to me. You know that. Also, there's no THC. So, you know, if your company drug tests, you don't have to worry about it. You can't get high. It's perfectly safe. It's safe for you. It's safe for your kids. It's safe for your pets. It helps the central nervous system because CBD recalibrates homeostasis. And that's why it's been known to help people with stress, anxiety, focus, sleep. And you think, well, how could one element help all those things? Well, because again, it starts at the central nervous system. Anyways, MySoul CBD is all USA grown. It's organically farmed. It's gluten-free. It's a great company. They love lifers. That's why, again, you want to use the code LIFER and you'll get 20% off when you go to mysoulcbd.com. Now, if you fall in love with the product, get on their subscription plan, but just remember that you don't get the discount for being on subscription plus the LIFER subscription. You kind of have to pick one or the other, so just keep that in mind. So if you're a first-time order, obviously use LIFER for 20% off. You will love it, so go to mysoulcbd.com, enter the code LIFER for 20% off. Okay, hopefully you are in a new headspace. I'd love for you to be outside if possible, if at all possible. Or at least have a window open, something where you can feel Mother Nature, something where you can feel the elements. And if this is your first time doing a moving meditation, I strongly encourage you to wear headphones. Here we go. Within you, there's a stillness and a sanctuary to which you can retreat at any time and be yourself. Breath is the power behind all things. I breathe in, and I know good things will happen. There are times when we stop, we sit still, we listen, and breezes from a whole other world begin to whisper. Feelings can come and go like clouds in a windy sky. Conscious breathing is your anchor. Calmness is the cradle of power. Simply let experiences take place very freely so that your open heart is suffused with the tenderness of true compassion. Don't try to force anything. Let life be a big, deep let go. God opens millions of flowers every day without forcing their buds. Understand this and be free. We are not in our bodies. Our bodies are inside of us. Set peace of mind as your highest goal, and then organize your life around it. Many a calm river begins as a turbulent waterfall. Yet none hurdles and foams all the way to the sea. Doing something that's productive is a great way to alleviate emotional stress. Get your mind doing something that is productive. rule number one, don't sweat the small stuff. Rule number two, it's all small stuff. Give your stress wings and let it fly away. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. The day she let go of things that were weighing her down was the day she began to shine the brightest. Breathe. Let go. And remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know you have for sure. The more tranquil a man becomes, the greater his success, his influence, his power for good. Calmness of mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. When you realize how perfect everything is, you'll tilt your head back and laugh at the sky. If you want light to come into your life, you need to stand where it is shining. When the world pushes you to your knees, you're in the perfect position to pray. If you really want to conquer the anxiety of life, live in the moment. Live in the breath. Don't allow your mind to bully your body into believing that it must carry the burdens of its worries. Never let hardships disturb you. No one can avoid problems, not even saints or sages. I promise you, nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself into stress, anxiety, and fear. We must be willing to let go of the life we've planned so as to have the life that's waiting for us. Trust yourself. You've survived a lot. And you will survive whatever is coming. You don't have to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you. Anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows. It only empties today of its strength. Peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is, rather than as you think it should be. Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help you create the fact. Difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations. Know that the best is yet to come. People become attached to their burdens sometimes, more than the burdens are attached to them. Surrender to what is. Let go of what was. Have faith in what will be. if we learn to open our hearts, anyone, including the people who drive us crazy, can be our teachers. Keep walking through the storm. Your rainbow is waiting on the other side. Today is a perfect day for a whole new start. Let go of fear. Free your mind. It's time to open your heart. We can easily manage if we will only take each day the burden appointed to it. But the load will be too heavy for us if we carry yesterday's burden over again today. It's always a good idea to do something relaxing just before making important decisions in your life. The greatest mistake you can make in life is to continually fear that you'll make a mistake. You'll never find peace of mind until you listen to your heart. It's not stress that kills us, it's our reaction to it. Stop worrying about what can go wrong and get excited about what can go right. You find peace not by rearranging the circumstances of your life, but by realizing who you are at the deepest level. The day you stop worrying will be the first day of your new life. Anxiety takes you in circles. Trust in yourself and become free. Worry less. Smile. Listen carefully. Take responsibility. Accept what you cannot change. Embrace the lessons and love your life. No one can give you inner peace. Your husband can't give it to you. Your children can't give it to you. You have to give it to you. Do not anticipate trouble or worry about what may never happen. Stay in the sunlight. There is only one way to happiness, and that is to stop worrying about things which are beyond the power of your will. 99% of the things you worry about never even happen. There's no need to hurry. There's no need to sparkle. There's no need to be anyone but yourself. You have to stop worrying and wondering and doubting. Have faith that things will work out, maybe not as you planned, but just how they were meant to be. And no amount of regret will change the past. Do what you can with what you've got, where you are. Anxiety is kind of like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you very far. Every time you're tempted to react in the same way, ask yourself if you want to be a prisoner of the past or a pioneer of your future. It isn't enough to talk about peace. You must believe in it. And it isn't enough to believe in it. You have to work at it. the closer one comes to a calm mind, the closer one is to strength. Anxiety doesn't come from thinking about the future. It comes from wanting to control it. No one can bring you peace but yourself. Serenity will come to you when you trade expectations for acceptance. Peace is its own reward. Your calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your challenges. If we wanted to change the situation, we first have to change ourselves. And to change ourselves effectively, we first have to change our perceptions. A positive attitude gives you power over your circumstances, instead of your circumstances having power over you. Your mind is like water. When it's turbulent, it's difficult to see. And when it's calm, everything becomes clear. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Some days, doing the best that we can may still feel like we're falling short of what we would like to be able to do. But life isn't perfect on any front. And doing what we can with what we have is the most that we can expect of ourselves or anyone. When you feel overwhelmed, remember, a little at a time is how you get it done. One thing, one task, one moment at a time. You wouldn't worry so much about what others think of you if you realized how seldom they do. Sometimes letting things go is an act of far greater power than defending or hanging on. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. Don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky. Our stresses, our anxieties, our pains, our problems, they all arise because we don't see the world or others, or even ourselves, as worthy of being loved. In the end, there are just three things that matter: how well we lived, how well we have loved, how well we have learned to let go. Those who are free of resentful thoughts find peace. Patience is not the ability to wait. Patience is to be calm no matter what happens. Constantly take action to turn it into a positive growth opportunity. Have faith to believe that it will all work out in the end. Love and peace of mind is what protects us. They allow us to overcome problems that life will hand to us. They teach us to survive, to live now, and to have the courage to confront each day. Thank you for spending this time with me. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.